This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Watson is in the cockpit. He's in the bullpen. He's coming out. He's ready. And nothing on earth's going to stop him. The American wrecking ball, Paul Joseph Watson. Wait, from England. That's coming up. We'll get to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Nick in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Solid work going on in InfoWars out there. I like the products. I'm a Latino for Trump, calling to say we need to vote out the Democrat Party via education. Signs, pounding pavement, pounding that rebar out there along pathways and what have you. Got to do it now. Got to get out there. You hear me okay?
Absolutely. No, you're 10-4 on target. The Democrats are stealing elections. They're pulling out all the stops right now.
But, yeah, Alex, let me tell you the importance about this from the real world here in the Southwest USA. I ran 911 calls as an EMT in Los Angeles and Las Vegas under the last 4 years of the Obama administration. It was horrible. It's a real privilege to serve the public. Don't get me wrong in this capacity, but it pushes the limits of the 911 system, and no one talks about that. No one talks about the added stresses on the 911 first responders, and you know, it's just a huge deal. That going on, you know, going back to education, I really need to get these guys out and force these sensible Democrats. I love a lot of them. Got a lot of family members of Democrats. We got to force them to become libertarians because the Democrat Party is just going so far crazy. It's just out of control. We got to force them. You got to force the truth on them. They have to force them to acknowledge reality. I mean, the Republican Party, we're the ones that, you know, I'm sorry if I'm just ranting on, but, you know, 13, 14, 15 Amendment, you know, free the slaves to, you know, give them the right to vote, to bring, you know, give them.
The mainstream media and the Democrats have created a huge hoax that it's the Republicans that are racist historically. Yes, it's a total hoax.
I mean, the 19th Amendment, 1920, gave women the right to vote.
You know, everything. It's all Republicans. I know. The Democrats are a really nasty lot.
In 1860, to quote Dinesh D'Souza, the eve of the Civil War, no Republicans owned slaves. All slaves were owned by Democrats. It's just out of control, Alex. It really.
I had, when my grandfather ran for office and won in Texas, people that knew him came up and called him an N-word lover because he was pro-Eisenhower and, you know, for desegregation. I know. My family has been, you know, attacked and stuff for standing up for what's right, and then the left calls me KKK when they're in the party of the KKK.
I'm a Spanish-speaking, you know, fourth-generation American, you know, but, Alex, they call me racist. You don't know the reverse racism that goes on to, you know, from...
Well, I call it bullying, and I do read about it, and I do hear about it, absolutely. I mean, the bullying that goes on for, you know, Hispanics, Latinos, blacks, you name it, by friends and family, if they don't toe the line, if they don't vote for Hillary Clinton, the war criminal. I totally get it. It's crazy.
Thanks for letting me say my piece, Alex. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, my friend. Look, we're all brothers in arms in this fight, and I've had friends and family that have been EMTs. And that is one job. That is probably one of the toughest jobs there is, especially in a big city. Because you're just one dead baby. You walk in, a baby's gotten up on a table and grabbed heroin and overdosed, and it's still half alive, but it dies in your arms. I don't care how tough you are. Or then you go to a car wreck, and there's bodies strewn everywhere, and arms and legs cut off, and little kids crying. I mean, I've only seen a few fatal wrecks that I pulled over and helped, and I am traumatized. I still have nightmares about them. Seeing people's heads, you guys' heads half cut off, and him trying to walk with it like this, and blood spraying like 8 feet in the air. And I was like 15 when that happened, riding passengers in another car. This Corvette, this other car, one of my friends was racing over the I-30 bridge, and I saw that happen. And, imagine seeing that every day. You're at somebody's house that ate poison. Every day somebody calls, somebody commits suicide. Every day it's a car wreck with a smash little kid's brains all over the ground. Every day it's a homeless guy walking out in front of a Mack truck. Every day it's a cop shot in the belly. Every day. That's what servants really are, and I salute you. Absolutely. Don't thank me, brother. I get it. And you're the people that make the wheels turn. You got my respect all the way, from the farmers to the mechanics to the fishermen to the police officers to everybody else telling the truth and taking action. We are the people. We are America. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I've gotten some really bad news lately from high-level connected sources, major editors. And I'm going to try to investigate this more, and I'm going to ask Paul to investigate this more, so we can get on the ball here, because I'm not in competition with WorldNet Daily. I'm not in competition with the Daily Caller. I'm not in competition with Breitbart. I want more groups like that, more organizations. All Drudge does is link to people and give them everything, and they hardly ever even give him any love back. And I just say that because without Drudge, I was just thinking about that last night. I was just like, it isn't just like saying it about Drudge. It's the truth. Like, we don't do enough to thank Drudge. Because without Drudge, that's just the spoke to the whole deal. That's the heart of it. And, of course, you're the whole engine. And God's the whole universe, the spectrum in which we live, the ocean in which we swim. But I was recently talking to a direct source about Breitbart. I'm going to get Paul to look into this, and Breitbart being taken over by some left-wing consortium and sensitivity training, and that they're about to derail the whole thing and bring Breitbart down. And that's a real, real tragedy if that's the case. But, you know, all that talent will just go elsewhere. So I'll ask Paul in a minute if he's heard anything about that. Paul Joseph Watson here in just a moment, because I haven't really talked to him about this yet. But right now, real fast, because I got to get to Paul. He's here to host. Everybody wants to hear him. But I want to hear from Tim and Mike as well, because we've been holding a long time. Tim in FEMA Region 10, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
You taking my call. Good afternoon.
Thank you, sir.
Alex, I've been listening to you since I was a small boy, so probably like 15, 16 years.
Wow.
I'm going to get into Bolton, but I just want to make a suggestion to you, sir. Alex Jones, I listened to years ago, would have called him out immediately. Like, I've heard it out of your mouth. This is Mr. World War III, okay? You know, one thing I want to make a suggestion on your show, sir, is you used to talk, like today, you scratched the surface just a little bit with Cecil Rhodes and his roundtable, but you used to go in depth every day. I listened to you. I learned so much about, you know, UNESCO, Carnegie Endowment, Ford Foundation, Trilateral Commission, and you just OECD, and you would just hit that home every day. And I feel like now when I listen to it's just Trump, 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 Trump. And
That's because we blew a big hole in their main operation and have invaded. And I see that Trump's for real. We're transferring the power back to the country. So I'm focusing on that beachhead because the enemy's trying to take that out. I was trying to build the movement for people to be literate about who ran things, who the globalists were. And then a president came and said, Americanism, not globalism. Or I just had Cohn resign because he's a globalist. I mean, you understand, we've moved the ball so far down now that we've done that. And I still do it constantly, actually, probably 3-4 times a day. And I should go back into all those histories and things. It's just that I've looked at it so many times and know about it. It's kind of like ancient history. I know it's important. I've been doing this 20-something years. You're absolutely right that we should cover those things more. But do you recognize that we now have won many levels of that? Now we have invaded our country again and are trying to retake the republic. We've now moved into the next phase.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. You know, I voted for Trump. I'm a United States Navy veteran. You know, I'm a patriot just like yourself. And I know that we are, you know, moving the ball forward, like you said. But, you know, things I talk to my dad about every single day is, like, I see Trump do greatness, and I listen to you and Knight and Owen every single day. And then I see him make questionable decisions. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
I'll tell you why. Because he's not a dictator, and I'm not saying he should be. He can't let them hold the country hostage from his perspective, and I tend to agree with him. It's not perfect. He has to get deals done. But overall, look how much better it is, and look how much they hate him.
Oh, I agree. I'm not complaining. But why doesn't he hire Dr. Corsi, Dr. Pachenik? You know, hire one of them. Get those guys in. Or what about Governor Ventura? You know, I would love to hear him back onto the show. I haven't heard him in a while.
Yeah, we should try to get him back on. Well, you know, I like Jesse, but I disagree with some of his politics. And he just is so argumentative when he's on. He just seems like kind of mad about the world and whatever. So it's just kind of a sideways interview. But we should get Ventura back on. I got to jump. Thank you so much. Let's go to Tim in Philadelphia. Go ahead. You're on the air. That was Tim. That's what I meant then. Then I was going to go to the other caller about the body bags and all the rest of it he dropped. I thought that as I was looking. Tim is Tim. All right. I'm out of time for callers. I'm sorry I can't get to the other ones. Paul Joseph Watts is going to take over. I'm just going to say this briefly because I didn't really plug last hour. You see them on C-SPAN. You see them on ABC, NBC, CBS. You see them on The Daily Show. I didn't even play. Do we have that Daily Show boiled down? I'll play that right now. They have The Daily Show, or the old Daily Show host, whatever NBC's host. Who's the idiot? Stephen Colbert. What's he on now? I'm not trying to act cool saying that. He attacks me all the time. I don't pay attention. We have a clip where he had the main guy from Silicon Valley on, and they're implying that I'm attacking him as being a beta male when he was on the cover of a magazine celebrating the triumph of the beta male. And I wasn't even saying the cast was bad or he was bad or that Mike Judge, my good friend, is bad. I know a lot of the cast been shooting with him but out with him. So Mike's invited me out when they're in Austin. I think that guy shot with us. I recognize him. The point is why he says, oh, I know Alex Jones. Thomas Middleditch, that's a nice fake name, responds to Alex Jones' beta male criticism. No, they're pushing beta male. They're saying toxic masculinity is bad. The family's bad. Trudeau in Canada wants to ban the word mother. I should have led the show with that. They're telling government agencies don't use the word mother. Someone else might not have a mother, so it's hurtful. So let's go ahead and play just a few excerpts of the show with Stephen Colbert last night. Here it is.
It's ruffled some feathers.
I know. I've heard the legends.
Yeah, that the beta males are taking over. You know who Alex Jones is, right?
Of course.
Alex Jones said this. The alt-right feels threatened. He says, Alex Jones said,
the globalists are teaching us to turn off our life force. It's a camouflage so the alpha males that are still left don't notice they're being taken control of and being enslaved.
Yeah.
Is this true? Is this true, Bob Thompson? Are you enslaving the alpha males? Because, you know, I consider myself a bit of an alpha male.
Oh, really? So do I, Stephen.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I go to bed in full plaid eating a cheeseburger and shooting a gun.
Oh, really? Yeah. I can go to bed in camo. You can't even find me.
I mean, I remember when I heard Google was essentially catering your searches based on algorithms. Like
what?
We would
say,
we would search the same thing and we would potentially get different results based on our previous searches, right? It's all the aggregation of the internet is like the worst thing to have happened. Twitter, it's like how can you control elections with bots and minions to like create trends when they don't even exist. That didn't surprise me, although, to be honest, I'm happy it's out there, so maybe people can take the red pill and get woke. It's documented. We got aliens. You're an alien. I'm an alien because I'm part of the Illuminati. Buy my protein powder.
I'm in. Yeah? I'll buy it. Well, Thomas, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Nice to see you again.
So, that's a nightly basis. And notice, Hogg this morning, Jones claims there's chemicals in the water not making us masculine on C-SPAN. They are so worried about that because it's a fact and you can mitigate it and get your own water filter wherever you're going to get it. for your children, yourself, everybody. They want to change the sex of everybody. That's why there are kids all over the country and all over the world. The government wants to pay when you're 5 years old to start hormone changes so you should become a girl or a boy. Just don't have kids. That's the admitted Tavistock Institute. Julian Huxley, UNESCO admitted program, and they don't want to debate about that. They don't want you to see all the documents. Throw up some of the mainline documents. Just type in studies show atrazine making frogs sterile, making them gay, making them die, making mammals do the same thing. Same thing shows it in humans. It's a fact. Okay, there it is on screen. So they just think they can laugh about it all and then celebrate that men are these effeminate, cowardly, chicken neck creatures and then make them love it. And when I'm warning Mills this is happening, make the choice whether you want to be like this or not. They want to make themselves victims and say that I'm just attacking them because they look like a beta male. But no, those two guys are not beta males. They're alpha males that sold out to the globalists, clearly. Now, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Huge discounts on water filtration, air filtration, just so happens running this week. And a lot of other great supplements there. Your financing makes it all possible to shove it down the you-know-what of Colbert and the other betas. Now, Paul Watson's coming up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition. Now, obviously, there's been huge fallout over the signing of this budget bill, which happened just over an hour ago in the White House. Absolute revolt. Revolt in many quarters amongst Trump's base that he signed this package that it basically devotes very little money to the border wall along the Mexican border while devoting significantly more money to border walls in places like Jordan, places like Tunisia, all over the world, which have nothing really to do with the security of United States citizens domestically. Going through some of the responses that we've seen to this in the past hour, Mike Cernovich tweets, obviously a regular guest on the show, I've revised my odds that Trump will be impeached from 5% to 35%. They're saying the fury is so intense over this that people are going to be turned off, people are going to become disenfranchised, and the Democrats are going to win the House later this year. There you see Cernovich's first tweet. He also tweeted this, congratulations to my liberal friends, you are getting Congress back. I hope your party does more for you than real Donald Trump has done for his supporters. So that is, you could call it strident criticism if you were being negative about it. You could call it throwing toys out of the pram. But this is the sentiment amongst basically all of Trump's base, all of Trump's most prominent base, at least in terms of media. Jack Posobiec tweets, I've spoken to many high-profile Trump supporters today after bill signing. Not a single one of them think GOP will keep the House now. So they think because of this, the momentum has been completely stopped. Everybody's irate over it. And this is going to cost the GOP the House later this year, which obviously opens up at least the potential for impeachment. There's a headline up on InfoWars.com right now. Trump base revolts over signing of budget bill. This is the day that the swamp won. And it goes through more reaction from more prominent pro-Trump people on Twitter. Mark Pantano tweeted this. March 23rd, 2018, this is the day the swamp won. Trump surrendered. Ann Coulter, who of course has been hot on the case of the border wall for over a year now, very critical of Trump at every step of the way. She tweeted this, quoting Trump, who said, I will never sign another bill like this again. She said, yeah, because you'll be impeached. That is the level, that is the visceral, vitriolic level of feedback, of reaction to the signing of this bill. She followed up with another tweet. Remember, this is Ann Coulter. She got millions of followers, big conservative following. She tweeted this. Massive defense spending to induct transgenders and build big, beautiful walls in Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia. So, again, the bill devotes more money to these walls in Tunisia, in Jordan, to stop ISIS getting into Jordan in one case, than it does the U.S.-Mexico border wall. We're also going to go to another story soon about how it actually disqualifies Trump from using the types of wall that he visited, that he went down to the border to visit just days ago. He's also not getting the 1,000 ICE agents that he wanted out of this bill. He's getting absolutely nothing out of this bill. He threatened to veto it. He signed it anyway. People are absolutely apoplectic. They're furious. Stefan Molyneux tweets this. It might be my memory, or maybe I'm just getting hard of hearing, but I don't recall chance of dramatically increase military funding and protect dreamers at Trump's campaign events. Another irate, angry reaction from Stefan Molyneux that, I mean, I put in the article, it was a mixture of deep disappointment and outrage. It's mainly outrage, to be honest with you. Another Jack Posobiec tweet here, if the bill is all about military funding, why not just do a clean military funding bill? Instead, it's got all this pork barrel, it's got all this funding for all these ridiculous projects, many of which Trump supporters never signed on for in the first place. In fact, they demanded the opposite. Trump promised it, and now they're getting the opposite of what he promised. Of course, Matt Drudge had the headline up, Fake Veto. That's his top story. This story is out of Daily Caller. Broken promise. Trump GOP Congress give Planned Parenthood $500 million in taxpayer funds. That is not something that conservative Republicans voted for, is it? President Donald Trump, congressional Republicans broke their promise to conservative voters by giving Planned Parenthood approximately $500 million in taxpayer funding in the omnibus bill that Trump signed into law today. Trump, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, and other Republican leaders promised their voters for years that they would defund Planned Parenthood if given the chance to govern. But now, with Republican majorities in the House and Senate and a Republican in the White House, the nation's number one killer of unborn children will continue receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funding. Chuck Schumer's happy about it. Nancy Pelosi's happy about it. Lindsey Graham's over the moon. Now, if you're impressing those kind of people, if those kind of people are fawning over you, something has gone decidedly wrong and people are pointing it out. Immediately after this happened, CNS News reports congressman had 1,000 minutes to read 2,232-page bill. You saw Rand Paul complaining about this vehemently last night. The stack was, what was it, like that big? Like 2 feet, 3 feet tall? Just the bill alone? They had 1,000 minutes to read it. None of them read it. They just passed it anyway. Members of the House of Representatives had 1,000 minutes overnight. But some of them probably didn't even read a page of it, to read a 2,232-page bill that spends $1.3 trillion. And it gets more into that. So absolute rancor over this budget bill. GOP and Democrats, this is Breitbart, GOP and Democrats fully fund a border wall. That's great, right? No, it's not. It's in Jordan. It's not on the Mexico border. The 2018 omnibus bill provides just enough funds to build 33 miles of fencing on the Texas border. So you saw Trump come out after he signed this bill and say, look, This is a start. This is a first step. This will fulfill short-term funding for the border wall. But it will pay for 33 miles of fencing. This is not even the proper border wall that he asked for. It's not the border wall he went and visited, or the prototypes for it, a few days ago. And the headline on that is spending bill Trump banned from building border wall with prototypes he toured in San Diego. So this bill specifically bans President Trump's Department of Homeland Security from building new border walls and fencing with the prototype designs the president's most recently visited. So those huge walls that you saw that actually would keep people out, unlike the miles of pointless fencing that went up under George W. Bush and other presidents, that has now been banned by Trump signing this bill. Why do you think people are furious about this? So you've got 33 miles of fencing. That's paid for, $1.6 billion. Beyond that, nothing. Absolutely nothing. But Jordan, on the other hand, let me look at this. What is this? $500 million of funds appropriated for a border wall in Jordan. They've also got walls in Syria, walls in Tunisia, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, to stop Islamic State militants transferring between those countries. So Jordan gets $500 million. These other countries get hundreds of millions. So actually, I think it equates to more money being sent abroad, these border walls in Middle Eastern countries, than the border wall in the United States, which was the centerpiece of Donald Trump's campaign. Now you see why people are angry about this. Spending bill does not fund 1,000 new deportation agents Trump requested. Again, out of Breitbart, the omnibus spending bill passed by Republicans today does not fund the 1,000 new immigration and customs enforcement agents that President Trump requested last year. It only funds an additional 65 ICE agents. You got 65 out of 1,000. That cannot be called anything other than a failure, than a disaster, and people are angry. We'll be back to talk more about it on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into the news here in a second. First, I want to tell you about the important products which are now available at InfoWarsStore.com, which you have to get if you really want to support this network, its growth, and its survival in the face of constant threats, constant lawsuits. You've heard us talk about it ad infinitum. We have Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier. $50 off with free shipping for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. I need to get my hands on one of these, given the fact that I've got sore throat all the time. Because of living in a polluted city, the air in your home is filled with dust, bacteria, allergens, and viruses. But with the revolutionary air purification system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, you can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home. Clean up your environment The Alexa Pure Breeze has been a game changer since it came out a couple of years ago. Comparable units, if you want to try and get your hands on one that's similar, does a similar job, cost as much as $800, but we're bringing it to you for a special $50 off with free shipping. You'll know it's working to clean your air when you see the light change. With this simple product, you can finally breathe easy in your own home without having to suffer through toxins. This is a necessity for any clean home. You can really clean up your environment, breathe better. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com with a $50 off discount and free shipping for a limited time only. It is Alexa Pure Breeze. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 discount. We've also got Immune Gargle, which is at 33% off right now. Another one of our new products related to personal hygiene. You can get that for 33% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got Myco ZX and Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Now, you can go and look at all the five-star reviews that we have from real customers, not Russian bots, real happy, satisfied customers. Look at those five-star reviews. In fact, Super Blue Special has a full 5 out of 5 from everyone. And, you know, this is not a small amount of reviews. Some of those products have got thousands of reviews, vast majority of them all positive. People are really pleased with these products, which is why they get them over and over again on a month-to-month basis. And you can do that with the auto-ship option too. So you have the convenience of not forgetting to re-up your supply of these products. And, of course, it supports this network. We can't be sabotaged by people boycotting or putting pressure on sponsors like other big conservative news networks have, and to some extent that's really hamstrung them and almost put them out of business in some cases. We are not that dependent. We're independent because we're only dependent on you, the listener, and your fantastic support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all those discounts today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Lindsey Graham has come out and praised Donald Trump. Should we be concerned? Lindsey Graham, Trump has been one hell of a good commander-in-chief. This was over the appointment of John Bolton. Friday, Lindsey Graham spoke very highly of President Donald Trump after he announced former UN Ambassador John Bolton would serve as his national security advisor. According to Graham, Bolton's appointment sends a strong message to the United States adversaries, to which Graham described Trump as one hell of a good commander-in-chief. Now, this Bolton thing, of course, has split opinion as well. Obviously, he's an improvement on McMaster, but he is a neocon. He did advocate, propagandize, sign on for the invasion of Iraq, and continues, as far as I'm concerned, and I haven't read any retraction, to think that Middle Eastern intervention is a good thing, when it obviously isn't, and it's been proven completely disastrous for decades on end. But, you know, some people say he's a neocon, but he's our neocon. He does understand the threat of Islamic terrorism way more than PC McMaster did, so he is an improvement. But again, that's split opinion. Although the fact that Lindsey Graham is now praising Donald Trump is probably not a great sign, especially if you combine it with this budget bill, which has caused an absolute eruption amongst Trump's base. We'll see. I mean, this is the biggest eruption of outrage, of disappointment I've seen since last year when he struck Syria again to relieve himself of pressure from the deep state, which is why he essentially did it. So we'll see. I mean, this is the biggest volley of outrage I've seen since that. Will he try and walk it back? Will he try and sign a new bill into place to fund the border wall? How's he going to do that when all this money is going to these foreign countries to build border walls in Jordan and Tunisia and Egypt? It remains to be seen. But again, massive eruption of outrage and disappointment amongst Trump's base over the signing of that bill, especially given, you know, 4 or 5 hours ago, he implied he was going to veto it. Then he signed it anyway and said, oh, I need a veto on each line item, which, well, wait for that to come along then. Don't sign the bill. You know, others are saying he was, you know, $700 million for the military. That's a good thing. Others are saying we didn't elect Donald Trump to beef up the U.S. military to have more interventionist wars. So, yeah, this has caused a big ruckus and it's going to rumble over the weekend. Let's move into some European news now, though, because we had another Islamic terror attack in Europe today. Terrorist hostage taker shot dead in France after killing 3 and injuring several. Now, this is an attacker who shouted Allah Akbar before attacking a supermarket. He killed a butcher who was working in the supermarket. Whether that had anything to do with the religion of peace remains to be seen in terms of the fact that it's a butcher. Obviously, the implication is obvious. There was a man who was killed in jail in the UK because he left a bacon sandwich outside a mosque. But now this attacker killed three people, and in fact, one of the hostages, he took hostages inside the supermarket, but one of the police officers offered to exchange himself for the hostage. He's now in critical condition in hospital, but an absolute hero for doing that selfless act. The gunman, reportedly of Moroccan origin, first opened fire at four police officers in the historic town of Carcassonne on Friday morning. He later stormed the supermarket in the nearby town of Trèves, taking numerous hostages. So eventually, actually didn't take the police that long to storm the supermarket and liquidate the terrorist. Probably based, that decision was obviously probably based on the Bataclan siege, which was absolutely disastrous because they waited for far too long before storming the building. But the situation in France is desperate. I mean, you have Marine Le Pen. Her immunity was stripped. She's facing charges of hate speech now for posting pictures of Islamic State atrocities online to draw attention to the atrocities of the Islamic State. So you've got a situation in these European countries, in France, in Sweden, in Germany, in the UK. We've seen it in the UK over the past couple of weeks, for sure, where people are getting prosecuted for words, for speech, for satire. Meanwhile, all these Islamic terrorists who fought for ISIS, as ISIS falls, are coming back into Europe, not being apprehended, not being imprisoned, being rolled out the red carpet, in some cases being given welfare and housing. Meanwhile, people like Marine Le Pen are being prosecuted for posting pictures of ISIS. She faces 3 years in prison. Meanwhile, they let the terrorists back in. I mean, even in Belgium now, I was reading about Belgium, at least they imprison them. At least they put them in some senses in solitary confinement. They stop them from radicalizing the other prisoners. In the UK, in Sweden, in France, in these other countries, they just say, come right on in. Oh, you can walk around Westminster in the centre of Parliament with an ISIS flag on your back. The police won't do anything. They'll send you on your way. Don't you dare post a satirical video about a pug dog, though, because you're going to get locked up in a cage. And we've got some stories on that, actually, today. This is out of dangerous.com. Hypocrisy. Graham Linehan celebrates the death of free speech. Now, it's a good thing that some British comedians have come out and defended Count Dankula, the guy, obviously you've heard him on the show, he put out the video, convicted of grossly offending the Jewish community or whoever, faces up to a year in jail. Some comedians have supported him. Graham Linehan hasn't, because he's a far-left ideologue. He's a complete idiot. He openly supports Antifa. Now, what's funny about it is that Graham Linehan, who supports locking people up for mocking Nazis, essentially, made a television series called Father Ted about 20 years ago, in which the characters dressed up as Nazis and acted like Nazis to mock Nazis. So I guess they should be in prison, and Graham Linehan should be in prison. But no, he's a complete hypocrite, sending other people to cages for the exact same thing. We'll be back on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. and it doesn't sing when you open it, but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show Live. Let's get into more news out of Europe right now. This is up on InfoWars.com. German minister on migrant knife crime. Don't let people get close to you. Oh, what a solution. Here's how you don't get stabbed. Just avoid people who want to stab you. Well, you don't really see them coming. You don't really see them coming, do you? That's kind of how it happens. A German minister has caused controversy after he reacted to reports of increased knife crime amongst migrants by telling German citizens to not, and this is a quote, let people get close to you. Knife crime is surging in Germany, and I go through the stats in this article. It's gone up 12,000% in the last 10 years. And over the last 4 or 5 years since 2013, it's jumped 600%, which, of course, as we know, has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that Angela Merkel and Germany have imported around 2 million, largely Muslim migrants, since 2015. There's no connection whatsoever, despite a German Federal Ministry for Family Affairs study which revealed that there was a correlation between a surge in violent crime and the arrival of migrants, with migrants being overrepresented in crime statistics. So Germany, like most other European countries after cultural enrichment, is experiencing a surge in violent crime, in gang crime as well in some cases. And now the way of dealing with that is not to reconsider whether inviting people in from these dangerous areas who tend to commit more crimes and are overrepresented in crime stats, not to reconsider that policy, but to just tell people to avoid stabbers and murderers. Just avoid them. Well, we're doing that already. Who isn't avoiding being murdered? I mean, God forbid. So this is Herbert Ruhl. He's the Minister of the Interior of North Rhine-Westphalia. He's a member of Angela Merkel's CDU party, so that's the main governing party, despite the fact that it's basically been derailed since the last election. But he came out in this video in German, and the translation's in the article, where he just called for Germans. He said, this is the solution to migrant knife crime. You have to be more sensitive towards it. So you have to change your behaviour, the problem's with you, not with the criminal committing the crime. He said, quote, citizens will just have to be more sensitive, adding you don't necessarily have to let people get close to you. Now, what does this remind you of? Well, Cologne, New Year's Eve 2015, what happened after the mass molestation of women in Cologne on that night by predominantly Muslim migrants, asylum seekers. The mayor of Cologne came out after, Henrietta Recker, and told women in the aftermath of the mass molestation to just keep them at arm's length. Remember that. She was asked by a journalist how women could protect themselves against sexual assault while they were literally being surrounded by gangs of 20, 30 men and groped, in some cases raped. She said, quote, there's always the possibility of keeping a certain distance of more than an arm's length. That is to say, make sure you don't look to be too close to people who are not known to you. So the solution to not being raped is to just keep the rapist at arm's length, and that's going to work fine. Yeah, I mean, you don't need pepper spray, you don't need to reassess the policy of importing rapists, no. Just keep them at arm's length. And in fact, there was a video released by police in Finland, we played this way back, probably a couple of years ago now, where they give women advice on how not to get raped. And it's literally this woman using the force, and outstretching her hands to repel the rapist, the would-be attacker, with some kind of invisible force field, like she's using the force to shoo him away. They actually put that in a police video telling women how not to get raped. I mean, this is the level of meme. This is the memeness of Europe right now, that we've got people coming out and saying, you don't want to get stabbed, you've got a higher risk of getting stabbed, just avoid being stabbed. Like, what? What does that even mean? Absolutely incredible. But there is hope in Italy, which brings me to my next story. Eurosceptic Five-Star and Lega are now the most popular parties in Italy. Now, because they came out on top during the recent Italian elections, now the wave of anti-establishment Eurosceptic feeling in Italy felt through the election campaign and demonstrated by the result has carried on, with the latest poll showing Five-Star and Lega, which are the two anti-EU populist parties, as the most popular parties in the country. For the first time, anti-mass migration Lega have overtaken the lefty PD, which was the government before the election, meaning that Italy's two most popular parties now comprise of rising political outsiders. As a combination, they now collectively poll 53%. So they're still working out the negotiations for the coalition government there in Italy, but whatever makeup it has, it's going to be a populist composition of parties. And now those parties are the most popular in Italy. So Italy is a beacon for the rest of Europe. It's a beacon for Sweden, which has its election coming up in September later this year. Of course, another country that has massive problems with immigration, which is why those populist parties in Italy won, mainly because of sentiment based around immigration and the migrant crisis. Breitbart reports only 22% of Britons want to stop Brexit. Almost 60% of Brits think the government should respect the referendum and get on with delivering Brexit. In a new poll by BMG for Change Britain, respondents were asked if they agreed that the government should get on with implementing the result of the referendum to take Britain out of the EU, and in doing so, take back control of borders, laws, money and trade. Now, 57% agreed that that should happen, and less than a quarter, just 22%, disagree with the statement according to the results. So, again, this whole narrative that we've had since Brexit, the very months after Brexit and still today, is that everyone regrets voting for Brexit. No, complete nonsense. Whenever they do the polls, did you regret voting for Brexit? It's always a tiny, tiny percentage in the single digits. Now, even with the backlash to it, the people who basically don't support democracy, they want a second referendum, even amongst those people, only 22%, as the entire country, want to stop Brexit. So, again, the narrative that it was a huge mistake and that everybody regretted it, proven completely false once again by actual polls. Now, earlier this week on the Alex Jones Show, we had Count Dankula. He, of course, faces up to a year in prison for a joke video which he made to mock Nazis. Like, he turned his dog into the worst thing imaginable, which was a Nazi, which suggests that he hates Nazis too, to insult his girlfriend, to make a joke about his girlfriend because she loves the dog too much. You've seen the video, you've seen the aftermath, you've seen the trial. Now he faces up to a year in prison. Now, this is all happening. Meanwhile, police in Britain, in some cases, in some areas, are taking days to respond to emergency calls. This is out of Breitbart again. Police forces taking days to respond to 999 calls while hate crime declared a priority. As forces in Britain declare tackling so-called hate crime a priority, the police watchdog has released a report revealing officers are taking days to respond to emergency calls. So in one area of the UK, between 20% and 50% of reports requiring police to send a unit within 24 hours missed the target. So they couldn't even get there within 24 hours after an emergency call. This isn't a non-emergency situation. With thousands of 999 calls assessed as requiring action within an hour, police took hours or in some cases several days to respond. Oh, but if you send a mean tweet, they'll be there pronto. And in fact, in the case of Count Dankula, they tipped off the media, had the media waiting outside his house to photograph him. That was all a very well-organized operation, wasn't it? But if you've got an emergency, which isn't, oh, somebody hurt my feelings, it could take days. Here's another headline. Police Scotland create hate crime files on over 900 young teens in 1 year. They've declared hate crime a priority. In fact, I was sent a tweet today or a DM on Twitter where somebody's son went on Snapchat and sent their friend an insult, a homophobic insult. It wasn't even that mean. It was mild. Calling somebody gay in the context of an insult, the police investigated it and the guy was punished. And now his life is ruined. They've got these WhatsApp messages of these young kids that are being made public. Again, it's edgy humor. They're insulting each other as boys, as young men do. But now, because of an insult, a homophobic insult, that gets investigated. We've had instances of playground insults with children 11 years and younger. Someone insults someone else on the playground, the police are called. Meanwhile, violent crime's going up. It's going up in London. It's going up in Scotland too. We've got vastly understaffed police forces. We've got a lack of resources and money for police forces. Yet they're investigating Snapchat insults. Snapchat insults. And in some cases, they can't respond to 999 calls for days. What the hell is happening in the United Kingdom? This has really come to the boil over the past 2 weeks or so. We also have Scottish police slammed for threatening to track down anonymous Twitter users after Nazi pub case. So they're even on top of all the absurdity, all the ridiculousness, they're still continuing the same policies. Meanwhile, the ISIS jihadists are flooding back into the country. The police can't even monitor them. Absolutely ludicrous. That's going to wrap it up for this hour. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. Don't go.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months.